This weekend, thousands of anglers will descend on Washington lakes to reel in rainbow trout. They probably won't realize that they're snagging a piece of evolutionary wonder. An international group of scientists has announced that they've sequenced the genome of our state fish. And as Rael and Bichelle reports, they've found some surprises.
At some point, instead of inheriting two sets of chromosomes, one from mom and one from dad, the ancestor of the rainbow trout got four.
There were a lot of genes that were present in multiple copies, more so than you see in most other animals.
That's Gary Thorgard, a biology professor at Washington State University, who raised the line of fish that was used in the study. Plants hit the genetic jackpot often, but it's pretty rare in vertebrates. So what does a fish do with a lot of extra genes? Thorgard says the genome is like a recipe book for creating a living thing. What if you copy your recipe book and keep one intact while tinkering with the other one?
Most of the time, those copies would end up with something really bad, you know. Those recipes might not work. But every now and then, you might occasionally substitute something and get something good come out of it.
Like a better eyeball, for example. Usually the extra gene copies get reorganized and tossed out as the generations pass. But 100 million years later, the rainbow trout is still hanging on to half of those extras. Scientists are interested to find out how and why. In the meantime, anglers can rest assured it won't change their ability to reel in a good catch. Rael and Bichelle, KPLU News.